if you take your shirt off and sit in the sun and you don't wear a hat, you'll get, within 20 to 30 minutes, 10,000 international units of vitamin D. That's your daily requirement. But most of us don't do that, and especially people at night who are working at night and then they go home and sleep during the day, they're really exposed. Those are the people who have to be really concerned, people who are driving trucks all night long, people who work at jobs with an air traffic controller at night. He goes home and sleeps during the day. He's not getting vitamin D. So these are the people who really can benefit from taking vitamin D.
When I get home later, I'm going to look at my vitamin list at the back. I know how you said vitamin D is really not a vitamin, but is vitamin D in a one of those regular multiple vitamins? Is it even back there?
It's not. The vitamin D and a multivitamin, they balance it out with calcium, so they're not going to give you enough vitamin D. See, the problem is vitamin D and calcium make bone. They're very good together, but the one you're worried about is the high levels of calcium, because vitamin D will use the calcium to make bone. So you want to have a normal level of calcium in the multivitamin, but you need a higher level of vitamin D for your immune system and other functions in the body. And there's now receptors, we think, in prostate cancer that could be directly related to vitamin D levels.
I got a couple messages from listeners that the vitamin that you were mentioning. A few want to ask, is it also called the Brazil mushroom? Is that the same thing, do you know?
There is a mushroom in Brazil called the Brazil mushroom, but vitamin D is in the Brazil mushroom, but we have not studied that. We think we can make more vitamin D with certain other mushrooms.
Okay, all right. The Chinese have had ancient wisdom for the beginning of time. How did they get so advanced in the beginning? I mean, they were experts on herbs and supplements way beyond other folks and other forms of medicine. Why them?
Well, I think it was a principle of evolution. They were foraging at that time. Use foods as part of their daily beliefs. And if you look back at the ancient literature, they thought food was elevated to a higher status than we do. And I think that they paid more attention to food thousands of years ago. And of course, it's based on a Darwinian principle. You know, you could see who's living longer and who's doing better by what they eat. I mean, how come certain animals avoid certain things in the environment because they find that their friends died? And probably the same thing in China. They were just more observant than we were.
Well, that could be too. Inflammation. We've done a lot of programs on that. We believe turmeric helps to reduce inflammation. I think you would agree that it is probably a cause of heart disease, stroke, and other problems and symptoms, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I think inflammation is the basic process of most diseases in the body. In fact, we think even chronic depression could be an inflammatory disease. Inflammation is what we were talking about earlier, which is free radicals or oxidative stress. So when you're exposed to pollutants, you're exposed to chemicals, you develop free radicals in your body. And free radicals are what kill cells. And all of us have within our cells hydrogen peroxide, which is a free radical. And so when your cell dies, it releases the hydrogen peroxide. And the whole idea is to protect yourself against that. And we think that heart disease is an inflammatory disorder. Diabetes is an inflammatory disorder. Prostate cancer, an inflammatory disorder. Stroke. I can go on and on and on. Even Alzheimer's disease, as we spoke earlier, is an inflammatory disorder. And so we can change that. We have whole foods that can actually neutralize inflammation. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be creating a manual on this and explaining this. And if people want to, they can get that manual.
Yeah, I want to see that manual. I think that would be very beneficial for people, Marvin. And you're going to address just about everything we've been talking tonight in depth?
Yes. It's going to be a special report on oxidative stress and inflammation, and I'm going to address what they do not want you to know. I'm going to go into, the dermatologist and skin cancer. I'm going to go into inflammation and bowel disease. I'm going to go into inflammation and diabetes. And this book will be available in the next 4 days. And I can give you an 800 number where they can call and we could send that book to them. May I do that?
Yeah, please.
Anyone listening in can call 800-831-7633. 800-831-7633 and ask for the special report on oxidative stress and inflammation.
Very good. And you say foods, natural foods, will help reduce this?
Absolutely, without hesitation. And we have experimental data that will be shown in the book. We're not going to say things that we don't. I mean, a lot of one of the problems in the nutritional world is that many people are selling products and they're ruining it for the people with science. I mean, they go out and they put this product on the market and they do a Madison Avenue type advertising and everybody says, oh, this is really going to work. But they don't show you any data. I mean, whether to take the guaraná fruit from Brazil or the mangosteen fruit, ask always for the data. Ask, are they extracting it? Are they synthesizing it? Look for chemical, clinical data, and I think you'll learn a lot. And I believe that clinical data with whole foods is going to bring reality back to the use of whole foods.
What do you think of apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon a day?
It has antioxidants. There's no question about it. And what you're saying, apple cider vinegar, that you're not creating a synthetic there. You're actually keeping the nutrients together there.
Yeah, it is. It's natural. There's a little lady used to take it every day. I think she's still a little old lady. It's going on.
Well, you know, in certain parts of the world, George, people are living a long time, and we have to see what is in their diet that's helping them. And you are what you eat. There's nothing against that can defy that. You are exactly what you eat.
Have you been following that story of that yogi in India? They've got him locked up now. They're watching him, but he claims that he hasn't eaten or had anything to drink in 70 years. I can't believe.
George, they must have an IV going.
it's bizarre. He's gone under watch, according to these doctors, 2 or 3 weeks now. That's since they've been testing him, based on what he has told them. And he hasn't eaten or hasn't had anything to drink, and he's still functioning fine. Doesn't go to the bathroom, but
people can put themselves in a trance. You know that, and how does animals go to sleep all winter and they hibernate? And there are some people who maybe control with their mind can control their bodily functions, and perhaps he's in a trance and is hibernating. So it's definitely possible.